It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Shout out Frank Caliendo, in case you missed the announcement, April 16th at the Funny Bone. Feel like we ought to go, boys. He comes on the show. He's a fan of the show, returning guest. It's like, who... Fans of the show, we got Lefevre. You got, which I think Lefevre's on the drive today, by the way.
Is he? I believe so.
Yeah. I think he actually might be in studio. I might be giving a bunch of wrong news, but I'm pretty sure he's on the drive today. We'll have you loaded with Royals guests. You had mentioned the Hall of Famer.
George Brett.
Yep.
Sometime on Thursday, locking down the time and place and all that kind of good stuff.
Matt Cotrero comes on the show tomorrow.
Yep. Just sent him a message. Hey, remember tomorrow.
Have your cheese blanket ready.
I get my cheese blanket ready. Yep.
And
that means we get to listen to, hey, Matt.
Yeah, that's right.
Good morning.
I do have it on a credible source that those guys are in the studio putting more music together.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh, I told
can't
them
wait.
The limitations our boss gave them. Got to condense it. And they said, okay. And then I think it was either Watson or Brock goes, do you want to write a lyric? I said, that's way above my pay grade, dude.
Yes.
I was like, no, dude, I'll just enjoy it. So shout out to the old number fives.
Awesome.
They're in the lab, collaborated a new jingle. So yeah, Cotrero will join the show, the Royals manager, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, as he normally does on Wednesdays. I mean, it's two more sleeps, guys.
Yeah, I know. It's getting there, right?
Derek Jeter sleeps away until we wake up with the prize basket.
Did you just see that tweet, too? Mm-hmm. Two more days till opening day. They have a picture of Jeter's number two. Yes.
And then when you wake up on Thursday, you get a little thank you basket.
That's got
some chocolate, a little money in
Here's
there.
Here's your phone back. Be on your way.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't tweet about this, okay? Yeah. Fine. Thank you.
Or if you do, wait till I'm 40 and retired.
Right, exactly.
Speaking of 40 and retired, that's where Rodgers needs to go.
Yeah.
Like you would think, right? That he would have already landed. But, like, it's still there. And we brought this question up the other day because, again, this isn't, like, hatred towards Rodgers. I just have a legitimate question when it comes to both of these franchises. Like, it seems to be the narrative this year is that everybody is retaining, which makes me believe that Pittsburgh's going to bring back Russell Wilson, right? Guy knows the system.
Yep.
They brought in DK Metcalf. I assume that DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson still have some sort of chemistry together. Russell Wilson throws a pretty deep ball. DK Metcalf's number one route running is a deep ball.
Go route.
Right? So just go get it, and I'll throw it to you with the teardrop throw. I don't think Rodgers is going to Pittsburgh. That then shifts our gears, and everybody wants to see the circle go full circle with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre to go to Minnesota. Mm. What's worse for Kevin O'Connell? Bringing in J.J. McCarthy, who was a draft pick quarterback last year who sat behind Sam Darnold, obviously was injured. Don't think he was going to be the starter last year anyway, unless Sam Darnold was catastrophically horrible, which he was not until the very end. But is Aaron Rodgers a good fit for somebody like Kevin O'Connell, who seems to be a young up-and-coming coach, who personally I would think, maybe I'm wrong judging too much here, where Aaron Rodgers would come in and be like, you don't know as much as I do.
Yeah, if I'm Kevin O'Connell, I don't want Aaron Rodgers anywhere near this organization. I really think that the only coach that could bring Aaron Rodgers in is Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin, because Tomlin's got street cred and he's got the cachet of being one of the great coaches in this league, somebody that Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be able to bully like he's been able to bully coaches over the past couple of years and bully organizations, quite honestly. Kevin O'Connell has taken Kirk Cousins and Sam Darnold and turned them into really, really good quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. If I'm the Vikings front office right now, I'm looking around and going, we drafted J.J. McCarthy. You've turned two basically career backup quarterbacks, or, you know, second tier type quarterbacks, and you've turned them into really good quarterbacks. You've won double digit games with these quarterbacks. J.J. McCarthy, we think, is our future. We love what you've done as a coach with quarterbacks. You and J.J. McCarthy go together. And I think that's a better fit and a better situation for Kevin O'Connell than to try to bring in Aaron Rodgers, who we just saw single-handedly destroy the Jets as an organization.
Mm-hmm. Mac, what's his ceiling, J.J. McCarthy?
J.J.'s?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know yet. I wasn't the hottest on J.J. McCarthy. What I liked about him was that they had a contingency plan with Sam Darnold. He was a young, raw prospect. The injury didn't help his development, obviously, last season. I'd say ceiling, maybe like a middle-of-the-road, top 12 quarterback someday, not this season.
Mm-hmm.
This season, I would say a bottom 10 quarterback.
So you think his ceiling could be Brock Purdy?
Ish, maybe a little bit better.
Or is there a little bit more height than that ceiling?
A little bit more, because Brock Purdy, I feel like in the past couple, and we were talking about him recently, I mean, he's probably down below half right now for us, at least from last season. Obviously, he can change that, but I would say ceiling for him is a little bit more than that.
Like,
I think
Baker?
Yeah, that seems more right. Baker-ish. Maybe not quite good enough to bring you over the top, but a win with quarterback who's talented. Maybe J.J. could be that guy.
Yeah, and he's got J.J. to throw the ball to, which makes a big difference, too.
Which is huge. Yeah.
Do you think that, I want to bring that up, because do you think it's worse if there's more blame on J.J. if it doesn't work, or is there more blame on, like, well, O'Connell had Darnold and Cousins, who had been in the league before. He can't develop the young talent, but he can develop the experience, you know, given up. He can, you know, go find it at a pawn shop and make it valuable.
I think all the pressure's on J.J. McCarthy. O'Connell's 2-for-2.
Yep, okay. Me too.
Kevin O'Connell's 2-for-2 with two very mid quarterbacks, right? No cap. But I think he's 2-for-2, so the benefit of the doubt lies with Kevin O'Connell in all of this. It's going to be up to J.J. McCarthy to say, okay, this guy has had a track record. I'm going to do what he says. I'm going to go out there and listen to him. Maybe he doesn't have the talent to execute it. I don't know. But I think all of the pressure is on J.J. McCarthy to go out there and become a good quarterback. And you've got good weapons around you, too. Like, you can win with J.J. McCarthy and all of those weapons right now, because that's what you're doing. You're not paying your quarterback. You're going to be paying all the weapons around him. I just don't understand why, again, I use kind of the Psycho X as the example here. Everybody saw what Aaron Rodgers did over the last couple of years.
Watch out for those.
I mean, why would you want to start dating your friend's crazy ex-girlfriend, you know? I don't understand why any team would be interested in bringing this guy in.
Smash.
I think he's going to retire. Hot take.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
That'd be interesting. He'd be out of the limelight.
No, he wouldn't.
He'd do something else. Yeah. He'd do a podcast.
He's somewhere.
Yeah,
who hires him though?
McAfee.
Yeah,
he's got that.
Well, that's easy.
But if he just does McAfee once a week, is he as interesting that he's not in the league anymore? Though,
who says he does it once a week? Why wouldn't he just do it every day?
No,
it's true.
Could you imagine that? Like, what's more,
if Aaron Rodgers really wants to talk about the NCAA tournament?
Could you imagine if they took AJ Hawk. What's his?
AJ Hawk.
They took AJ Hawk off and replaced him with Aaron Rodgers.
That would be more entertaining.
Could you imagine that double cross from McAfee?
I mean, there'd be AJ, something. Thanks. But wouldn't it get old after a while?
Yeah, it would.
I don't think he's got the longevity to go.
No, I don't think he does either. I don't think he's got a full week in him, let alone a career.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think a hot take, I'd lean more towards he just retires. He's like, you know what? I had my fun. I've spoken to my quiet lord, whatever it is, the darkness or the whatever.
Yeah, on the beach in the city. Yeah.
But he also knows that, like, this is week three of free agency, and every time I look up at a screen, they're talking about Aaron Rodgers. He's still really the center of attention on all of this stuff.
He also really has nothing to prove. He's won, what, MVP four times?
Yeah.
He's won a
Maybe
Super
five.
Bowl.
Yeah.
Sadly, whether you agree or not, he's going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Whether you like him or not, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
And, okay. And I didn't know if we did something bad. The big boss is looking in. Like, but no, I don't know.
See, that's where they're going to put the stadium, right out there, she's telling people, right?
Moving on to local and more closer to home, which AFC West team has improved the most to you guys?
Well, look, I think it's the Raiders by default. And when I say default, I mean they got a new head coach who's won a Super Bowl, and they got a new quarterback. Like, to me, you improved the two most important positions on the team. You did it with a star in the head coach and a decent enough quarterback. I think the Raiders have made a lot of nice headway this offseason just with those two positions alone. You don't have those two positions solidified. You're the Raiders of last year.
Dustman?
Yeah, I mean, Raiders were mine as well. I think that, you know, this isn't, you know, Josh McDaniels. This isn't Antonio Pierce. These aren't guys that you're, you know, getting in here, you know, cheap guys with no experience. I mean, Josh McDaniels is a great coordinator, I think. I think great might be strong, but I think he's a good coordinator. I don't think he's a good head coach. I don't think that he has that dog in him, right? And I think Pierce was, you know, I think he checked all the boxes in the interview. But then when push came to shove, it wasn't there. But also, like, what support did he have, right? You've got Mark Davis as your owner. You had, you know, Aiden O'Connell, a backup quarterback now as your starting quarterback in Gardner Minshew, which if you have hope that Gardner Minshew can get you 17 games, your team's not going to be great. But if he has to go in there and be a Band-Aid has been the word of the day.
Yeah.
If he's got to go in there and be a Band-Aid for a week, maybe a week or two, you're fine. You went and got Geno Smith. Why not? You brought in Pete Carroll. Big upgrade at head coach. Whether he's still got it or not, he's still a name.
Yeah.
He's a winner. He's a champion. He can kind of get the team behind him. You do bring back Brock Bowers. You launched a huge contract to Max Crosby. You've locked him up. You've got some draft capital this year. I think what the Raiders have done is they looked around and said, you know what? Unlike the White Sox, they said, same colors, kind of. They said, we're done being the laughing stock. We want to have some sort of credibility. Do they still finish last in this division? Probably.
Probably.
But
yeah.
Is it 4-13 or is it, you know, 8-9?
Yeah, it could be 9-8. Yeah.
Because this division is loaded.
Yeah.
I mean, the winner of this division will probably be a 14-win team. The next best team will probably have 13. The next will have 12-11. And then your last place team might be the Raiders, but they might be 9-8.
Yeah, they
will improve. They will be better. Again, Brock Bowers, Max Crosby coming back, bringing in Geno Smith. You could still maybe go get Lockett. There's still some free agencies available out there at wide receiver. And you have the draft. And you have Pete Carroll manning the ship for a couple of years to kind of get them back on the right course. But I don't know what they're going to do. But when you look at the offseason, they've been the most improved team, in my opinion. And I know the Broncos and I know the Chargers are out there as well. So
yeah, the Chargers haven't done a whole lot, in my opinion, to get me excited about them. The Broncos made a lot of nice changes, you know, over the last 2 weeks or so that the free agent period's been going on. But I just think when you improve that much at quarterback and coach, you have to be now considered in the category of no longer a turd. And that's kind of where the Raiders are. I mean, this is going to be, I believe, the toughest division in all of football, right?
Three Super Bowl winning head coaches in this division.
It's nuts. It really is. It's crazy. You've got Andy Reid, you got Sean Payton, you got Pete Carroll, who have all won championships, and then you have Harbaugh, who's people look at as, you know, the second coming. So
it's today.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
If worms had arms,
I mean,
if worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
That's exactly right. But I think also too, you know, you look at the NFC North.
Are birds okay?
And that's going to be a tough division, right? The NFC North. I don't know if it's as tough as the AFC West right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think partly because of that Raiders improvement, right? The AFC North got the Browns that holding them back. The rest of the three teams competent. The AFC West doesn't have that. I'd go. I think the Raiders is a fair answer because they're going from zero to something competent.
But Siri, but you have to make these steps, right?
They're fielding.
Andy Reid and Alex Smith until they went out and got Patrick Mahomes. Now it's Pete Carroll and Geno Smith. You know, and then we'll see where they go from there. Who that, I don't know if Patrick Mahomes exists in their world in the next couple of years. Binkley doesn't think so, but maybe Geno's your answer for the next 3 years until you find your next Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and I actually think Geno's pretty good, so I'm not mad at that answer. I went Broncos. I think they signed a lot of really good players. Top 10 defense last year, and they got even better on the defensive end this year.
Sean Barber's number one tight end in the league.
They got Evan Ingram. They signed Dre Greenlaw and Hufanga, both from the 49ers. Those are both great players on the defense, which was already an excellent unit. So you're going to have Sertan next to that young beast in Hufanga. They retained a lot of their offensive line. And just like if you look at the Broncos, like Marvin Mims, great young wide receiver who had a breakout year first year with Sean Payton. Bo Nix, I wasn't fond of him. Breakout year in his rookie year with Sean Payton. He could get better. They retained that offensive line to protect him, added a weapon in Evan Ingram. Jaleel McLaughlin, rookie running back who no one really knows, but popped off at the end of the year. Just feels like they have a lot of these young guys with juice, and Sean Payton's like, all right, cool. They're going to draft another wide receiver to go along with Cortland Sutton.
The Broncos are real. Hands.
Look at how good the Broncos were last year. I mean, we're a blocked field goal away from losing both games to the Denver Broncos. Jeez. Now, the second one didn't matter, obviously, but
it might have if you didn't block that field goal.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. You're a blocked field goal away from going 0-2. What?
You both said exactly the same time.
You were exactly right.
Thank you.
Set him up, he'll knock him down.
Exactly.
We move on from what's been going on in the NFL to who's on the come? It's so good you have to hear it twice.
On the come. On the come.
Bob, who's on the come?
I got Chris Bubich on the list. Mm. I'm really excited to watch him pitch this year. I think, you know, he's had his ups and downs, obviously. Was pretty good last year coming out of the bullpen and whatnot. Earned that spot in the rotation. I'm really excited for Chris Bubich this year. Give me one of these young guys that's been developed to turn into that guy in the rotation that can replace Brady Singer. So for me, I'm looking for Chris Bubich. I think he's on the come this year.
Yeah, he's a good story, right? Tommy John was pitching well before that happened. Not like what you people would think, like, oh, he's great. No, he wasn't great, but he was figuring his things out. Got hurt last year. Was like, hey, man, you're not going to be a starter, but you can kind of earn your way back if you can give us like the trust. Was great in that bullpen last year, like you'd mentioned, and now he's your fourth starter in your rotation.
I love it. I love it. I'm excited for Chris Bubich, man. Go out there, and if you're a four, but you kind of slip into that three or potential two category, then we got ourselves a nice little rotation going on.
No doubt about it. I mean, you have two guys that finished in the top five in Cy Young last year already in there, and you have a...
Do you know Lugo was one of only four pitchers in baseball last year to log 200 or more innings?
Damn. I believe it.
So, I mean, everybody used to log 200 innings as a starter, right? Like that was the, you roll out of bed for 200 innings. Four pitchers in baseball last year had 200 or more innings, and Lugo was one of them.
I mean, it just a whole new world out there now.
Yeah.
I mean, just insane. I was trying to see if they had, there we go. My on the come is Cam Ward.
Ooh,
that's a good one after yesterday. One. Yeah.
You want to know what his odds are is going number one overall in the NFL draft.
You're not going to win any money if you bet on it,
Minus 350?
Minus 700.
Wow.
On the come.
Is that number one overall or is that tied to the Titans as well?
Number one pick as of right now, Cam Ward on DraftKings is minus 700. The next closest, Abdul Carter at plus 400. Travis Hunter plus 1,300, and Shedeur Sanders on the down come plus 3,500 to be the number one overall draft pick. So Cam Ward on the come because of what he did yesterday. Hey, just a quick little video throwing it.
That's all you need, right? Changes everybody's perception.
Do that Mahomes throw.
Yep.
Look at the Tennessee Titans side of the sideline. Say, see that? Nashville.
That was a baller move, by the way. I don't think we're making enough of that.
On the come. That's a hog flex.
I mean, that dude threw a dime pass and then looks at the Tennessee guys and goes, you ready?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
That's a flex, dude.
That was. And for that alone, I draft him.
Yeah, minus 700. He's not scared.
It's like him and that Shedeur video of them talking, and Shador's talking about Under Armour and Gatorade or all this stuff. And Cam Ward's like, I play football. Like, that's what he gives. He's like, I don't need any of that stuff. I'm just going to show you on the field. He's pretty badass.
Why Shedeur Sanders have an Aaron Rodgers type of first-round draft? Everybody goes, and all of a sudden, he's like the 24th pick.
There's a good chance.
He still hasn't gone?
Wow, like, that'd be crazy.
That'd be the story of the draft.
The shots of Dion in the glasses just sitting there, you know, next to Shador.
They just don't believe, man.
It'll be interesting to see if he falls past three, right? Because that's where the Giants are.
He's going to.
And if he falls past three, how far does he fall?
Yeah, man, it's going to get wild. Because
then if you're smart, if you're the Raiders, then you draft Shador Sanders to the Raiders. Because then you're just like, hey, watch Geno. Your game could be this.
Yeah.
This is the guy you could mold your game after. You're not starting. We know that. Set your ego to the side.
Think the Raiders would take him at seven?
Shoot, I don't know, man. I mean, the Raiders took Sebastian Janikowski at ninth or whatever
it was.
He
ended up being their best player for a generation. Yeah.
Good pick.
And then what was it? Hey, like Darius Hayward Bay or something like that they took because he ran like a 4.35.
Yes. Oh, yes. You could fill in any name of wide receiver there towards Al Davis's end. That guy was fast. Draft him. He doesn't play football, Al. I don't care. It's Jerry Jones is becoming Al Davis 2.0.
Mac, you have an on the come.
My on the come, Chaz Lanier for the Tennessee Vols.
You're so biased.
Yeah, you know. I didn't think that he was going to be good in the NBA last week. Proved me that I think he could be something. I think his uptick is in the draft right now. I think he'll be a first-round pick, so good for Chaz.
Yeah, he's their guy.
He's really good.
He's that leader for the Vols.
Yeah.
And they get to play Kentucky, who they've yet to beat this week.
Is it related to Willie?
Willie Lanier, yeah.
From the 913, on the come, Overland Park, on the flaccid, Jack Scout.
What area code?
That was 913. Makes sense.
I do like on the come, Overland Park.
It's awesome.
Well, I have more at 9 o'clock on that.
From the 660, Bubich will be back in the bullpen by June. He's where he should be. He's a bad starter, but great in the pen.
Who will be the starter then? Who moves into that spot?
Jack Caglione.
Okay.
All right.
He can throw.
Guys.
Are you moving Lynch IV up? I mean, who are you moving into that? I do, but I like him in the bullpen.
Okay.
Luke Hochaver was not a good starter, but he was really good in the bullpen.
Same with Daniel Lynch.
And that's what we were just saying, yeah. And then same with the other guy, Wade Davis.
Yeah.
Sometimes guys, and that's fine.
That's good.
That's fine. You need good bullpen arms anymore since, you know, the starters don't go more than.
I wonder if Mariano Rivera was a starter before he was a closer. He was born that way to be.
Well,
that
he was the eighth inning guy 1 year.
And he couldn't throw he didn't throw the cutter.
And then he developed the cutter. And then,
And then it was over.
Yeah.
Then it was completely
I think
over.
Everybody starts as a starter, you know, mm-hmm. and then once you flame out from there, then they find out what you can do.
He started 10 games in his rookie season.
Good Lord.
Then he transitioned to his icon.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Iconic role.
Yeah. I was going to say, I thought he started off and it just wasn't great. Like, they were just like, dude, I don't know. But that was crazy because I remember when James Shields got traded over here. It was like, yeah, the steal of the trade was the Suede Davis
Elliot
guy.
Johnson.
Yeah.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.